This is the podcast that gives you news and views from a Nod Street perspective. This is Nod Street Cast.
And welcome to Nod Street Cast. I'm Joe.
And I'm Josh.
Hey, Josh, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How you doing, JoJo?
I'm doing well. Getting ready for Thanksgiving here.
I know. It's hard to believe it's that time of the year.
I know. Yeah. We actually had our first snow here in Pennsylvania.
Oh, my gosh. Don't say that. It's cold here, but there's no snow. So, yeah, y'all can keep the snow.
Right.
It's cold, but I if there was snow, too, I'd be like, oh, over it.
And anyways, here also to, I wanted to mention here, we're going to keep the discussion to a minimum here because we're going to make a few little changes to the show.
Absolutely.
So basically, what we're going to do is we're going to make the beginning and the end of the show. So we're not going to chat as much basically in the beginning because really the chatting in the beginning really did nothing other than stroke or ego, you know. I'm just on stroke. Yeah. And honestly, that's not why you listen to this podcast. And then also, too, start taking up about half the show, and it's just kind of like, okay. And then also, too, looking at the analytics, it got skipped a lot. So, yeah, you guys don't care what we have to say, so we're going to do away with that there. Also, too, I also realized it's getting harder and harder to find moment of conclusion stories, so it's going to be one of those things where it's not going to be in every show now. So, it may rear its ugly head whenever we have something really weird and off the wall, but it's going to be one of those things there where you're not going to be sure whether is there or not until you actually listen to the show. And then also too, I had another podcast called Not Straight Cast News. And basically what it was is basically what we do, but without the commentary. I'm taking a little bit of a break from that there. Probably going to come back in the beginning of the year, but I'm also too going to make it so it's exclusive to Not Straight Radio. Because it was getting a little confusing as, you know, it's like I had two podcasts, but they were under the same header and it just, so we're eliminating that confusion there. And so basically this is going to be the podcast. And if you want to listen to the newscast, which will be there on the weeks that we don't have a podcast, it will be on the radio station. So listen to that. And I'll give you a reason maybe to listen to the radio station. I don't know. But anyways. So also to another thing is I want to start having more guests on the show because honestly, I mean, we're only so exciting to a certain point.
Exactly.
So it's going to make the podcast a little shorter. We're probably going to get it down to about 30 minutes, but it's going to be a tighter, more concise, and honestly, probably better show.
Yeah, definitely.
So anyways, here, before we get into the news here, you have Amazon Prime, right?
I sure do. I have had it for years.
Me too. And honestly, it's one of those cases there where we're during the holiday season, this is a very good time to have Prime.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Oh my gosh, I couldn't imagine my life without it.
Right. And so, you know, probably you save, you know, money because you have Prime deals. You have free same day, one day, 2 day delivery, you know, get groceries through Prime, Amazon Music, you know, stuff like that. And there's some things though about Amazon Prime I didn't know, and probably you don't know either. But one of the first ones is that Amazon apparently has a pharmacy, so you can save on prescriptions there.
I did know that.
Oh, you did actually.
I did know about that one because they hit me up and I was a little iffy only because it's, you know, a medication. I was kind of like, should I take that leap yet or not? I almost thought about trying it out though.
No, it's all the same. I actually have at home delivery. I didn't know about this here. So I got it through like my insurance there. Basically it's like Optum home delivery there. And the prescriptions are exactly the same, to be honest with you there.
So the one thing, though, that I like, too, is that they have a medical thing, too. A lot of people don't realize. And it's only, like, $30. Like, of course, it doesn't include your prescriptions or anything like that. But if you need to see a doctor and somebody, say, for instance, doesn't have health insurance or anything, like, they can just straight up pay, like, $30 and actually see a doctor on
call. It's basically like telehealth.
Really
cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like telehealth. Yeah. And then you can just have your stuff, I mean, through regular pharmacy, or you can use theirs. So,
one thing I also didn't know about, too, and this is kind of cool there, is that you can save 10 cents a gallon on your fuel. And they have over 7,000 participating stations there. So BP, Amoco, and participating AM, PM stations. There's a thing called Earnify. So if you put that on your phone and you link your Amazon and your Earnify accounts, Earnify will give you 5 cents. Amazon will give you 5 cents. So you'll get 10 cents off a gallon. And then also too, for your first two fills that you get with them there, you get 25 cents off a gallon. So I was like, hell yeah. Because right now I use GetGo, which is a chain here in Western Pennsylvania that's linked to our main grocery store, Giant Eagle. And they have their fuel perks program, and it gives you, you know, savings. So you probably remember this from being in Western Pennsylvania.
Remember that one. How could I forget the GetGo and the Giant Eagle living in Pittsburgh?
But
that
also,
was definitely a Pittsburgh thing, like, no lie.
It was,
like, I can't think of Pittsburgh without thinking of Giant Eagle and all the, like, GetGos everywhere.
But honestly, GetGo stations aren't the most convenient to me there. So the fact that BP, you can save 10 cents off a gallon there, I'll probably go there and do that instead. So I'll still save money on my gas, which is great, you know, because the way you get fuel perks at Giant Eagle is that you shop there. I don't really shop there anymore. You know, so it's one of those cases where I'll go to fill up in gas and I have no fuel perks, and thus I get nothing off a gallon. So the fact that I always get 10 cents off a gallon is going to be a good thing. There's also something I turned you on to recently, and that's Grubhub Plus. And it's free with your Amazon account there. You get $0 delivery fees, lower service fees, and it, you know, it's basically cheaper than not having it. Let's put it that way.
Exactly. Yeah. And I didn't know about that one until you told me about it. So I was like, well, heck, I'll use the Grubhub, because I was like, well, you know, if it's going to save me money versus like DoorDash and all these other ones I use, then.
Well, it was like an experiment that they did there at first, and then it became a, you know, a consistent thing. And so now in this case here, then, yeah, it's a great thing to use. Or I tell you what, I use it every once in a while when I just don't feel like cooking. I want to order pizza, you know?
That's me. That's so me. And JoJo knows I am like, I suck at cooking. Like, he can cook y'all. Like, he knows I'd be living on some Grubhub and takeout. And
let's put it this way. I'm not a gourmet cook, but I can put things in a baking dish and put them in the oven, you know? So I can buy stuff at the grocery store to make, you know? But also too, so with all that said there, you know, those three benefits themselves, along with everything else you get with Prime, is great. And you can actually go to nsc.lgbt/prime to sign up. You'll get 30 days free. And then it's either $14.99 a month or $139 a year. And stupid me has been paying for it monthly. So if you add $14.99 times 12, you get $109.88. But $139 a year is only $11.58 a month. So if you can pay for it yearly, do that, like I should be doing. And I'm probably going to do after this podcast. And also, too,
I've always done yearly. You always say,
Smart idea. Smart idea. And I'm going to do that here soon myself. But anyways, one thing I want to let you know there, too, is getting a Prime account helps support Not Straight Cats. So please go ahead there and do it. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and get into the news. And the first story today here is about Twitter, or as it's known as now, because Elon Musk wants to name everything X.
X.
So the great exodus is underway. More than 1 million new users have joined the social media platform Blue Sky since the U.S. election, because, you know, obviously Musk is so far up Trump's ass that, you know, it's kind of like one of those cases there where basically X has become a basically MAGA hellscape, you know? And so in this case, us liberal folks there want to get away from that. So, and you know, Musk has made some weird decisions about X, you know, the fact that blocks really don't work anymore. Not a good thing, basically. So the big question you're probably asking yourself is, what is Blue Sky? Why is it proving so popular? And who has already made the move? So anyways, Blue Sky is a social media platform that people can interact with much as they do X. It's basically a clone of Twitter, X, posting, replying one another on a vertical user interface. It's interesting, though, because the recent influx of new users, largely from North America and the UK, has helped reach more than 15 million now at this point. And even in September, they only had 9 million. So it's been growing by leaps and bounds. What's even more interesting is that Blue Sky began as a project inside of Twitter. after its chief executive, Jack Dorsey, announced in 2019 that the company would fund developers to create an open and decentralized standard for social media. Blue Sky became an independent company in 2021 and now is partially owned by the chief executive, Jay Graber. And how's it different? So Blue Sky offers users a chance to more heavily moderate their experience. This includes the ability to select the algorithm that drives what you see, helping create custom feeds. For example, a feed for mutual followers, a feed for cat photos, or ones for your special interest. Blue Sky also allows users to have website addresses as their handles, which it anticipates could act as a verification tool for journalists, athletes, and public figures who could have a company's website in their handle. And something I found interesting there myself on Blue Sky is that if you do not want to see adult content, you don't have to. You can turn that off. But if you want to see adult content. Yeah, exactly. If you want to see it, you can turn it on.
Sorry, not to interrupt you. I'm like, oh, leave it on, please.
No, but here's the whole entire thing. Not everybody wants to see that. So you can turn it off. You know, and that's the nice thing about it there. Also, too, what's interesting there, too, is that, well, X appears to deregulate the user experience. Like, for example, I was talking about before, it recently changed its block function to allow users to see the posts of public accounts that block them. Blue Sky talks up its anti-toxicity features. These include allowing users to detach an original post from theirs from someone else's quote post, preventing unwanted interactions. Basically, what it kind of boils down to is that Blue Sky is a much better X. And obviously, people are dissatisfied with Elon Musk, who obviously, like I said before, has his head so far up Donald Trump's ass, you know. They might as well be married, and I've been seeing a lot of memes about that lately.
See a lot too about those two. Sorry, and some very.
X is also suspended in Brazil.
Oh, really? So, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and a further 1.2 million in the 2 days after it was announced. There, they picked up those amount of subscribers there. Also, too, X has also had a large increase in amount of bots. It came to the point where I actually took Twitter or X off my phone because it was just getting annoying there, because literally every single notification and post I get would be MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. And it's like, I do not want to see that. You know, I obviously voted for Harris and Walz. Obviously they didn't win, you know, but it's kind of like, you know, stop rubbing salt in the wound here. You know, it's just kind of like, and I think a lot of people are in the same mindset that I am here. You know, they want to get away. You know, Jamie Lee Curtis, for example, you know, she's been vocal about her decision to leave X. You know, she deactivated her X account, you know, and there's been quite a few other people there, too, who had deactivated their X account and have joined Blue Sky. So the exodus is beginning, as they say. Now, are you on Twitter?
Yes.
But for what?
I don't use it that often.
Like, what are you on Twitter?
Because like sometimes people will have one on their like Grindr profile or something like that.
Oh, so you use it for porn?
No, not porn. Just to see like what kind of content they share, you know? Because,
well, as Avenue Q says, the internet is for porn.
But I quit using Twitter a long time ago, being in sales and marketing. Both the companies I've been at, the last two, rolled out of Twitter a long time ago and started putting their money back into like Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and things of that nature, because TikTok even, just because a bunch of us, like, we're just like, we're not going to deal with this whole Twitter thing anymore. So,
right.
A lot of companies are definitely getting away from it because, gosh, I know. I lived in Pittsburgh when I was with the one company that, like, said, no, we're not doing it. And at the same time, it was, like, the North Face and several other big-name companies that just decided to leave. So
once Elon bought Twitter, it started going downhill. And people were kind of worried about whether it was going to survive or not. So apparently it is surviving there. But the problem is there, I think it's starting to, you know, get to a point where, you know, Elon may be overplaying his hand. You know,
it's lost its luster for me. I don't know. I haven't made a Blue Sky or anything, so I haven't even checked it out yet. So I can't really speak on it. You know,
Well, let me put it this way:
X or Twitter, but I haven't played with Blue Sky or anything like that yet. So
you get on Blue Sky, you'll feel right at home because it looks exactly like Twitter.
Oh, does
So,
it?
yeah.
Okay.
So it won't be any really learning curve or anything there, but it's basically a better Twitter is what it boils down to. And, thank God. So I
Out
think
there,
that's going to be one of those cases there where it is going to become better,
yeah. See, and you better have you made one for the show?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, there actually has been one for the show. And it's linked on our website at notstraightcast.com. So you go there and go to the social, you'll find the Blue Sky link there. But it's not Straightcast on Blue Sky. So I need to update it though, because I'll be honest, I have not been good about it. So, anyways, yeah,
It's
maybe
all
this is
good.
the impetus for me to start updating it. So there you go.
I learn something new all the time. So this is very insightful.
Anyways, NLE Choppa came out.
So yes. And of course he's going to let me have the story out. So
Right.
but yeah, NLE Choppa, he confirmed his sexuality finally after months of speculation, following his avid support, obviously, for the LGBTQ community. He was speaking to fellow US rapper Young Miami on her Revolt web show, Carisha Please. He explained that though he has love for queer men when it comes to sexual intimacy, he's only interested in women.
I
That's why I said that kind of slow there, because like trying to like let the listeners like I didn't want to go too quick on that. So, but
he
then
came out
Miami
as
cut
straight.
straight. Yeah, basically,
Bum-bum-tsh.
it's like, oh, I love queer men, but when it comes to having sex, like the women, okay, all right. But Miami cut straight to the chase as she asked him outright whether he is bisexual. And then the rapper responded, nah.
No homo.
So yeah. So then, yeah, he continued to affirm his support for the LGBTQ plus community, saying that queer men do not discomfort my space. So he then went on to say, there's plenty of respect for those who are bisexual, but I love women when it comes to intimacy. Me personally, I love them extremely, he confirmed. I love all people, though. I love bisexual males. I love gay males. I don't mind them. And I'll do anything to discomfort my space. But when it comes to my preference, when I'm laying it low down.
No homo.
This is getting a little confusing.
Now he likes women basically, but gay men are perfectly fine, so good for him. No, and that's the
So,
way people should be,
yeah. But question on how he feels about having a substantial queer following. Choppa gave an admirable response about love and acceptance. He said, "I'm appreciative of it." And he said of the support he receives from the gay fans. And he said, "We are told not to show love to people because they walk in a different life. So who taught that shit? Who taught that people are supposed to show hate in any instance? God don't do that. God is love. He would never. And what would God do?" So earlier this year, Chopper went viral for thanking his queer fans for their love of the song Slut Me Out Too. And he shut down homophobic bigots by insisting his music is for all. He's previously performed at events, including Atlanta Black Pride, which was right here in September in my neck of the woods. And that same month, the star went viral once again after cryptically writing in a social media post that he was coming out, yet he failed to provide any further context. After his latest interview, though, it seems the only thing he's coming out as is an impressive LGBTQ ally.
I mean, it's good that basically he's showing you support for the LGBTQ community, So, I mean, the fact, I
Yes.
mean, he's at least setting the record straight. He's like, hey, I'm straight, but more power to the LGBTQ community.
Exactly. And that's
Simple as
more, I
that.
wish more people would take his stance,
Yeah.
there's a lot of other celebrities that need to show a lot more love and support for their
Right.
LGBTQ fans. So I'm really happy he does so and doing things like being at the Black Pride here,
Yeah.
in Atlanta, like, which is amazing, for somebody to do that because it feels like celebrities could, you know, they've got
Yeah.
such a huge following. They could definitely do more for our community. So it's like really appreciative of the shout out.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, so it's kind of like, you know, I don't think he could have handled this any better. You know, let's be honest with you there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, anyways, here in our shortened form, we're only going to take one break and it's going to be right now. So, we'll be right back with more Not Straight Cast after this. Hey there, listener. Did you know about Audible? Audible lets you enjoy all your audio entertainment in one app. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, mysteries and thrillers, motivation, wellness, business, and more. You'll discover exclusive Audible originals from top celebrities, renowned experts, and exciting new voices in audio. Audible also includes thousands of podcasts, from popular favorites to exclusive new series. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month and keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Members also get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts. You can download or stream their included titles all you want. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anywhere, anytime, while traveling, working out, walking, doing chores. You decide. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Go to audibletrial.com/NSC. That's audibletrial.com/NSC.
Craving a sound check that celebrates you? Tune in to LGBTQ Radio, playing your favorite not straight music. From pop anthems to indie beats, LGBTQ Radio plays the hits that cater to our community. Stream your favorite artists and discover new tracks that'll keep you dancing all day and night. No talk, all tunes, LGBTQ Radio, where every beat is a celebration of you. Listen now to LGBTQRadio.com.
If ensuring speed and security for your sites is really a top priority for you, then search no further than Vox Onyx's shared website hosting plans. They use SSD-powered servers and provide numerous site acceleration tools that make your websites load noticeably faster. Additionally, they deploy ZFS data storage to shield your website contents from corruption. Also, they will manage the tasks of migrating all the websites you need to their system, absolutely free of cost. Get started now by going to voxonyx.com. That's VOXONX.com.
Welcome back to Not Straight Cast. And so in our next story here, you know about those text messages that people started getting after the election, especially people of color, saying that
yes,
they need to report the plantation? Yeah. Apparently we have more of that going on here now. So the FBI said in a statement that it's investigating the offensive and racist text messages that went out to Black Americans, like I mentioned there a few weeks ago, telling they've been selected to pick cotton at the nearest plantation. It also announced it's looking into a second wave of messages sent to LGBTQ and Hispanic communities, which told recipients they were selected there for deportation or that they must report to a re-education camp. The first messages reported, which came just one day after Donald Trump's election, told Black communities in Alabama, Georgia, Michigan, Missouri, Ohio, South Carolina, Virginia, and more to be ready at a certain time with your belongings. Our executive slaves will come and get you in a brown van. Be prepared to be searched down once you've entered the plantation. Some were signed sincerely a Trump supporter. Diana Breyer, a 41-year lesbian, told the New York Times that she received a message on a Sunday that seemingly told her to check on the date of Trump's inauguration so that she could be transported to an undisclosed location for an LGBT re-education camp. The same message even went to minors in high school, according to the FBI. The timing is not a coincidence, Breyer said. There's a lot of concern among my queer friends about what's going to happen to us. While the FBI said it has not received reports of any violence occurring because of the message, it is currently evaluating all reported incidents and engaging with the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division, and also sharing information with our law enforcement partners and community academia and faith leaders. So recipients of the messages consistent with those described are encouraged to report the details to the FBI by phone at 1-800-CALL-FBI, which is 1-800-225-5324, or online at tips.fbi.gov. Holy shit.
Oh, Lord. All this hate, and especially this all started, you know? I'm sure. You know who? Oh,
right.
Just got elected. So it's just like, ugh.
One thing that I subscribed to recently was on Reddit. It was Leopards Ate My Face, the community there. And basically, it's kind of like,
what?
It's called Lepers Ate My Face. And basically what it is like the come up is that Trump supporters are now going to get there whenever they realize that the Affordable Care Act is probably going to likely go away under Trump's, you know, reign, basically. And so in that case, they're like, well, wait a second. We just wanted Obamacare to go away, not realizing that Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act were exactly the same thing, you know? So it's just they start calling it Obamacare because, you know, Republicans don't like anything to do with Obama. So whatever, you know, it's seriously, it's just kind of like these people are starting to be like, wait a second, this necessarily wasn't the greatest idea, especially whenever you see a lot of facts that they're just Googling tariffs after the election. They don't know how tariffs work.
I see that like every day on my feed and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah. It's not a good thing. Not a good thing. Yeah. It's just basically kind of like we're in for a bumpy 4 years. That's all I have to say there. And then.
Oh, absolutely.
It was kind of funny. It was like me being the political one in this podcast here. You've actually probably been more political after the election here because I guess they tried to, they're actually in the process of putting somebody in the Department of Education who has absolutely no experience in education.
Right.
You're just giving me that weird look like,
WWE, honey. Oh my God.
Linda McMahon.
And there she is like in the ring. Like that video is circulating all over the place. And like, there's her son and her daughter and they're literally like calling her a bitch to her face. They're smacking her. I mean, she is in the ring. Like,
right.
All this profanity. Her kids are like smacking her across the face. And it's all like show, of course, you know how that wrestling stuff is. But still, I'm like, this is supposed to be a role model for children. She has no teaching experience whatsoever. And it's like, oh, okay, you're going to run the Department of Education.
Seriously, the picks that he's been making had been so unqualified. It's not even funny. Thank God that Matt Gaetz is out now, you know.
Yeah.
I don't have to deal with him anymore, being attorney general, because, oh my God, it's kind of like, you know, the person abusing children. You know, being in charge of like protecting them. No, that doesn't quite work out that way. You know, as far as I'm concerned. Exactly. Oh, man.
It's a mess already. And it ain't even really started.
Yeah. That's what I think. And yeah, that's basically what this is all about. We're going to make people rich.
Exactly.
Exactly. So last but not least there, we have a story about Lil Nas X.
So, and I love him. So does Lil Nas X have a new man? So he was actually recently spotted, y'all, walking with and kissing musician Cody John in Los Angeles. But who is John and are the two dating? Here's what we do know. Lil Nas X and Cody John were spotted walking around Studio City in LA doing some shopping. It appears to photographers that the two were playing around and having a good time. While Lil Nas X leaned in to kiss John on the cheek at one moment. According, I know, isn't it cute?
Yes.
It's making me smile. Y'all should see my face. According to his biography at Lunatic Entertainment, few artists embody generational dysmorphia in the same way Cody John does. Growing up through the 2010s, raised on music of the 80s, inspired by the hits of the 90s, and the visual aesthetic of the 2000s, Cody John is a temporal mismatch. His songs are unapologetically hook-heavy, showing a healthy respect for the boy bands of the 90s, but self-produced with the zaniness of a kid who spent too long in his own bedroom and the microclimate of deep suburbia. John grew up in Sydney, Australia, and he began dancing as a child and started singing when he was just 5. He has 384,000 followers on TikTok, 97,000 Instagram followers, 95,000 monthly listeners on Spotify, and 3 songs with over 2 million streams. We don't know exactly how long these two have known each other or how long they've been close, but we do know that the two recently attended an Adele concert together. Earlier in November, a video was spotted showing Lil Nas X and John in the front row of the concert and also interacting with the singer. So, is this love really blossoming? Or will it just turn out to be another marketing stunt or troll by Lil Nas X, one of the most legendary trolls of his age? Maybe Nas and John have a song coming out soon. Or maybe they're just falling in love.
No. Still, you know, it's kind of like one of those cases there. One. Yeah. he needs to find love somewhere, you know? So why not, you know? And hey, if it's a marketing, you know, if he's being a marketing troll, then, you know, more power to him because, you know, at least he's making headlines. We covered it.
And why not enjoy some, why not enjoy some publicity?
Getting his name in the news, you know?
Yeah.
You know who else is really good at that is Trump, you know? And I hate to say that there because he does all this weird, wacky stuff. He gets his name in the news all the time. And, you know, as they say,
there's no such thing as bad publicity. Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you have their name on the lips, you know, it's going to be one of those things there where I hate to say this here because, you know, obviously I don't like Trump, but it's one of those cases there where he is probably a master at marketing. You know, the fact that we have him in office again for another 4 years says at least he's doing one thing right.
Knows how to give people something to talk about. That's right. For sure.
And we're going to have a lot to talk about for the next 4 years, but this is going to go ahead here, and this is going to wrap it up for this episode of Not Straight Cast. Anyways, you can email us at feedback@notstraightcast.com or record a voice message at nsc.lgbt/VM. And for access to all our websites, you can visit notstraightworld.com. And until next time, have a not straight one.